From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops erupted Thursday in the West Bank and Gaza on the day after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In the West Bank, crowds of demonstrators threw stones at the Israeli forces and set tires afire in Ramallah, the seat of the Palestinian government. Dozens sustained minor injuries in the skirmish. Nonetheless, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising Trump's decision.
Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. If you weren't aware of that until yesterday, you are now. But we've been aware of it for 3,000 years.
Fearing an escalation in the protests, Israel has been beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution warning after the announcement from the president. It said U.S. government facilities worldwide remain in a heightened state of alert. These facilities may temporarily close or periodically suspend public services to assess their security posture. The warning went on to urge American citizens to be aware of local developments and remain in contact with U.S. embassies or consulates. North Korea says a large joint military drill between South Korea and the United States has made an outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula, quote, an established fact. In a statement from the North's foreign ministry, it said the remaining question now is when will the war break out? We do not wish for a war, but shall not hide from it. This is VOA News. The United Nations is asking for $187 million for life-saving humanitarian assistance for more than 2 million of the most vulnerable Ukrainians. The UN says they have reached the limits of their endurance after 4 years of conflict. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Most people view the ongoing fighting between the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine as a political crisis. But UN resident coordinator in Ukraine, Neil Walker, views it as a forgotten humanitarian crisis in the heart of Europe. While the existing problems directly affect the people in Ukraine, he warns the potential spillover effect into neighboring countries is powerful and worrisome.
Just as one simple example, increases in the number of cases of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis and HIV, as well as issues of immunization, even an isolated case of polio, all of this in the heart of Europe, whether these people immigrate away from the conflict, going east, north, or west, the implications, the spillover implications are quite severe.
After 4 years of war, people have reached their limit. Aid workers say they cannot afford to buy food or medicine, to pay for shelter or heating or their children's education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Thursday the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until it withdraws its forces out of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. In Vienna, during a meeting with foreign ministers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, he said Russia is arming, leading, training, and fighting alongside anti-government forces. U.S. Senator Al Franken said Thursday he will resign in the coming weeks.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls' campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Franken speaking on the Senate floor, his decision came after numerous allegations of sexual misconduct were made against him. More than two dozen of his fellow Democratic senators had called on Franken to resign. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.